We've been talking this hour with WWL NFL analyst and co-host of Sports Talk, Mike Dettillier. After the Saints suffered another difficult-to-watch loss in the Superdome on Sunday, Mike, you told us earlier the Saints are just lacking a core of young, talented players, particularly at quarterback, and you don't think that the Saints quarterback of the future is currently on the roster and that they have to find someone. So where do they do that? What does the landscape look like for quarterbacks in the draft and free agency for next season?
Well, draft-wise, they're going to have probably a dozen to 14 teams looking to upgrade the quarterback spot. And most of them are going to try to do that via the draft. It's football minimum wage if you can get one via the draft. But in this draft class, there are two guys. And that teams are going to be fighting over to get. And that's Shedeur Sanders from Colorado, Deion's son, and Cam Ward, a quarterback from Miami of Florida. But those two guys most likely will be the first two picks in a draft. And most likely, you're not going to get a shot at either one of them. So you're going to have to look and see either you get a bridge quarterback or you try to do what's happened the last few years. Get a quarterback that your new head coach really likes and he thinks he can develop. A year ago, if I would have told you Sam Darnold is doing what he is doing with the Vikings, and next week, the Vikings and the Lions play for the number one seed in the NFC. You wouldn't have believed me.
No way.
2 years ago.
It's an unbelievable story. You know, this guy comes out of nowhere and now is leading the Vikings to possibly the top seed in the NFC playoffs.
Think about Baker Mayfield 2 years ago. He was a guy a team thought maybe you could pick, be a bridge guy, help you for a year, maybe two, and then I bring in the young quarterback. He's on the verge of a win next Sunday against the Saints to leading them to their fourth straight NFC South title. And two of them, he was the quarterback for. The other two was a guy by the name of Tom Brady. Nobody would have thought that either. And to flip it a few years back, the Lions traded Matt Stafford to the Rams. And in that deal, they got a bunch of draft choices, but they got Jared Goff. And, you know, even Jared says today that he thought it would be 1 year in Detroit. They'd cut him loose. Okay. He's looking around for another job. And look what he's done for the Detroit Lions. It's the right fit, right coaches, people around him that really has brought out the best in him. And he's brought out the best in others. The same as Baker Mayfield has done in Tampa. The same as Sam Darnold, what he's done in Minnesota. That's a more likely spot, that you look around and try to find you someone that's a veteran that maybe has not had the right fit team he's on. And you try to go out and sign him and see if you can at least bridge it until you can get you a really good young quarterback.
Yeah, the Saints thought that was going to be Derek Carr, but that hasn't worked out.
And it didn't work. So here's my deal. Nobody's perfect in life, okay? And if it doesn't work out, why would you say, well, it didn't work out with him, I don't want to do it with someone else? Okay, that's dumb. Okay, in any profession or anything that you do, you're going to make mistakes. But if you live in the past, you're going to die in the past. So, you got to live for the future.
So give us some names.
Who
do you think may be the starting quarterback for the Saints game one next season?
Well, one of the areas I would look is what happens in Minnesota. Because they used the first round pick on J.J. McCarthy, who got injured early, and he got on injured reserve. They have not re-signed Sam Darnold for next year. And so.
So he's going to be an unrestricted free agent?
Well, could they put the franchise tag on him and keep him for 1 year at $40-something million dollars a year? Now, Sam would like that. I mean, I know it's not long-term, but, man, $40 million bucks to play for a year is pretty good. Now, Dave, I think the thing's going to be is who – because there are always financial decisions to be made in the offseason. It's just not about talent today. It's also about money. And – that's where you're going to have to keep your radar out to see who would become available. Because nobody can't convince me that Kirk Cousins is not going to get paid again from another team. No matter what happened in Atlanta, because there's such an opening there for so many teams at quarterback, Kirk Cousins is going to get paid a ton of money again from another team.
Could it be the Saints?
They think that part I don't, because the finances now come into play. How are you going to maneuver this with Derek Carr's contract? And do you keep Carr for another year while you bridge it to the next guy? So those are the decisions a new coach, Mickey Loomis, Dennis Lausch, everybody with the Saints are going to have to make this offseason. But if you, I never want to try to force a quarterback pick, because I think that's the biggest mistake. If you don't have the guy there at quarterback, you move on and try to rebuild your offensive and defensive lines. And I think that's the more likely scenario for this football team early in the draft in the first couple rounds. You're trying to rebuild your offensive and defensive lines, and you get a bridge quarterback until you can get a guy that can be the man that can turn the engine over on the car.
We're talking with Mike Dottiglia. You heard him say, when there's a new coach next season. We'll talk to Mike after this. Find out who does he think will be coaching the Saints when the season begins next year. I'm Dave Cohen. Let's take a look at WWL traffic. 4 in front of 6. Coming up in the news at the top of the hour, we'll tell you why you may be more likely to get a year-end bonus this year. Details coming up from CBS News. Right now, we're talking with Mike Dottiglia about the future of the Saints. The season, one more game for the black and gold. It's inconsequential. They're not in the playoffs. So we're looking ahead to next year now. And Mike, you said that you expect there to be a new coach for the Saints come next season. You don't think it'll be Darren Rizzi?
No, I think they'll go another direction. Dave, I would make one phone call to find out if he has an interest. And college football is a crazy world today. I mean, it is literally the wild, wild west. And you having to deal with a lot of factors there that wasn't even in place a couple years ago. I'd make one phone call to Oregon, and I'd want to know if Dan Lanning has an interest to coach at the pro level. Now, he might quickly tell me no, but I would make that one phone call, man, and to see what he has done at Oregon. And, you know, he's a defensive-minded coach, but look how well his offense plays at Oregon. And he may not win it all, but I'd make that one phone call. Now, a lot of people are linking Aaron Glenn because of his connections here. Aaron was a former player here, an assistant coach, knows how this organization is run. I would prefer an offensive-minded coach myself. I would want to go that route. But Aaron Glenn's going to be a head coach in the NFL somewhere. If it's not in New Orleans, it'll be somewhere else next year, doing what he's been able to do with a defense that has been really ravaged by injuries, almost from 4 weeks back until now. But, man, I'd make that phone call to Oregon to see if Dan Lanning had an interest in being a head coach at the pro level.
If he doesn't, then what do the Saints do?
Then you got to look around. Is Ben Johnson? Now, I think Ben will have his choice. The offensive coordinator, quarterback coach with the Detroit Lions. And look what he's done to the career of Jared Goff. And how that offense runs so well. They try to tsunami you every game with scoring 40 points or more and saying, okay, keep up with it. And he would be a guy I would have a lot of interest in. And I want him to tell me no, I don't have an interest in it. I think he'll have a lot of other options. And I think that's one of the reasons why they brought in Teddy Bridgewater. Because not only as a veteran backup, but eventually the Lions figure they're going to lose Ben Johnson. Teddy Bridgewater is going to be their new quarterback coach next year for Detroit.
Well, a lot to consider. I think the Saints may be wooing some assistant coaches when the Super Bowl is here come February. Thank you, Mike. We'll listen to you tonight on the Second Guest Show.